This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from West Bloomfield Health and Rehabilitation Center. Patient first name is Suzanne, S-U-Z-A-N-N-E-E, S-U-Z-A-N-N-E. Last name is Goldstein, G-O-L-D-S-T-E-I-N. Date of birth is 1/14/1948, date of evaluation 12/27/2022, HPI history page, complaint psychiatric evaluation for management of anxiety and to assess efficacy of current medications, history of present illness. This is a 74 years old married female who was admitted here on 12/19/2022 upon transfer from Henry Ford West Bloomfield Hospital. Here, patient chart indicates history of Parkinson's disease, bilateral osteoarthritis of knee, diabetes, hypertension. Patient acknowledged that there's a lot on her mind and she has been worrying a lot about her ongoing medical conditions. Period. She needs to undergo right eye surgery, and her right knee is, quote, bone on bone, unquote. Period. She reports that she was dropped at West Bloomfield Hospital and suffered from right shoulder ligaments tear. Patient reports that her daughter is diagnosed with cervical cancer and she moved in with patient and her husband with her boyfriend and two dogs. Patient reports that her husband worries about her and does not like seeing her in this condition. She reports that she has poor sleep, but current pain medications are helpful. She reports that she was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease more than 5 years ago. Once she had left hand tremors, and reports that she has been taking Sinemet for that with good response. Patient denied any feelings of hopelessness or suicidal ideation. She denies any paranoia, delusional thinking, and denies any cognitive deficits. Next paragraph, review of systems. Next paragraph, general complaint of pain. Eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genitourinary, non-reported musculoskeletal pain and weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported, has psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, denied prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, denied prior ICU, psychiatric hospitalization, denied next paragraph, make record lab diagnostic test, view from former chart nursing. Next paragraph, under history and habits, medical history, see medical history as reported in HPI, surgical history, see chart, family history denied, alcohol history denied, drug abuse history denied, current medications, MAR reviewed, duloxetine 20 milligram at bedtime. Next paragraph, blood pressure 167 over 76 pulse, 65 respiration, 17. Next paragraph, general, appropriately groomed, demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, lying in bed, speech clear, mood anxious, affect broad, thought process intact, association normal, thought content no thoughts of harm to self, other perceptual disturbances, denied level of consciousness, alert, oriented time, 3, memory intact for recent and remote events, 1 of knowledge, fear, judgment and insight, fear, sleep, decreased appetite, fear, under assessment and plan, anxiety disorder due to known physiological condition, F06.4, and increase the duloxetine to 30 milligram once a day at patient's request for management of her anxiety and mood. Next paragraph, number 2, Parkinson's disease, G20. Next paragraph, disposition. Encourage patient to practice deep breathing exercises and encourage her to shift her thinking from what if, what could, to present. Period, the monitor response from increase in duloxetine. Period, ongoing follow-up with attending physician for medical management. Period, will follow with you. Procedure code 99305 under supplemental administrative common side effects of SNRI. Risk benefit statement based on findings of my assessment above stated goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as reported above. End of dictation.